This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up later this month, the IANS Conference, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. We've got the NDEs coming from all over the world. People who've had them, people who are intrigued about them. Those are near-death experiences. Orlando, Florida, July 8th, 28th through the 31st. And one of those folks I'm actually going to be presenting with for the first time at IANS, and maybe for you too, Tamara Calder Richardson. And she's the Southern Bell Medium. A fascinating backstory. Not one NDE, but apparently six. Tamara, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
Do you always do like one's not enough? Six will be good. Maybe seven. I don't know. How do you figure that out?
You know, it's after a while, it's going to sound like a comedy routine. You know, I mean, it's like this is definitely a drama queen. So,
you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks that are going to be there presenting, and the one common theme keeps coming back is what I call vitamin L, love. This love for all life, this thing that binds us, connects us, and all of that. And you and I talked before the show, and it's like we don't want to sound hippy dippy, but I talk about love. I don't care if people think that. You know, the point is that is what's important.
It is. And we were talking about the importance of family and those special moments and what's really important. We get so lost, it's like a trap. And I think it's part of the reason we're here. It's kind of like on this physical plane, it's like lab class. And, you know, we forget, we get so caught up with doing things. You know, we've got to be here, be there, and also with stuff and things. And it's okay to achieve and want things, but we're doing it so we can basically spend time with our family. And, you know, that's okay to have a quality of life with your family, but it's really about those memories.
Yeah, you know, I remember on my spiritual journey learning about really otherworldly things. And, of course, I had an NDE experience as a child, and that kind of colored my world ultimately for the better. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool to be able to do this, and you can escape life. You can escape the pain, escape whatever. And I found over time that it was really to teach me how to embrace it and really immerse myself in it and facilitate help and healing and love for others. And it's really been enriching, but I know a lot of people are scared of death still and maybe not had an NDE. And, you know, you as a Southern Bell medium, you seem to be communicating more openly than most about these issues.
I have to laugh, Robert. I have to laugh because, you know, I have my professional training is marketing, and I owned an ad agency, and for 25 years I was a creative director and had corporate accounts, and this was the very thing I didn't want people to know, that I talk to dead people, but they're not dead. They're just in another dimension. They're very much so aware, and they're really nice. They're like so much better than they were here, and they're definitely in heaven. And you think, well, how do you know that? Well, because they come in a lot of love, and that's sort of a perk for me. When they come through, I feel the love. Mm-hmm. Say, for example, your grandfather had for you, and I feel that love. That's how I connect. So I think that, you know, we're all spiritual beings, but I think that somehow because of the near-death experiences, and I was over on the other side so much that I've been nominated to be a translator for for people over there. They're fine.
Wow.
They just, they're concerned still about the other
those who are left
people
behind.
That are here.
Yeah. I've come to that conclusion too. It's like, you know, we mourn the passing of our loved ones
right.
Reality is they're doing way better in some cases than we are, and they're concerned
they
as we all for those that we leave behind
yeah.
or those that are left behind. But again, we're here.
Right.
I really believe we're in a spiritual playground, whether some people say it's a testing
yep.
ground or a school. I mean, I believe we're trying to learn how to love. Learn how to let love guide you as opposed to some of the baser experiences, you know, whether it be hatred or anger. You know, and those things are real emotions
right.
we're here to experience, too. So I'm not into suppression
right.
of these things, but certainly an understanding that's deeper that helps give meaning to
right.
life. And a lot of folks like yourself that have had these NDEs seem to have connected to that deeper meaning.
I think so. You know, it's funny because as a child, you know, these started right out the hatch for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the few people that was, I was in junior high school in my library in high school reading near-death experience books and reading on Dr. Raymond Moody, Life After Life, and reading about the soul. I mean, what kind of weirdo, you know, and especially, you know, the pretty girls want to be a part of the club. I was a good dresser and all that. And yet I'm in there looking at this stuff. Is this my secret? Because I knew that this was somewhat, say, a hoax, but I think it's a test. We have things thrown before us so we can choose the right things, like our family and spending time with our family, or learning to have self-love, love for ourselves. You know, that's the biggest thing. People will sacrifice and do things for their kids or their spouse, but they very rarely, it breaks my heart, because our family in heaven, with their like Google Map, they can see everything and hear everything. They're not being nosy, it's just the nature of spirit. They just do. So, they put their attention on it and they know everything that's going on to the wart you had removed. Trust me, I've had crazy stuff come up. Like your mother said you haven't been to the gynecologist in 7 years and you really need to handle that. And I'm like, what? And
but
she's, oh, she said,
you have to say,
but
Mom, mind your own business.
And I'm thinking to myself as a human, like, why would she say that? She goes, oh, my mom always was the one that got me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it was sort of evidence for her. And she goes, yeah, I haven't been in 7 years. And I'm like, well, she's saying you might want to go to the doctor. And then I started thinking, well, okay, if you had family here and they always played ball with you or said mm-hmm. go to your doctor checkups, why wouldn't they do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, exactly.
And I started thinking about it. Why wouldn't they do that? And they're still them.
Well, and the love that transcends the lifetimes. I tell you, I'm real practical about these things, and I've learned to listen. I can't say I'm the best listener. I mean, there are times that I'll probably miss something. But, for instance, on a road trip up, you know, we're on a holiday trip and a working, you know, visiting family, and we stop halfway to get gas, take a potty break, you know, as we say with kids. and then, you know, about an hour and a half later or less, you know, going up the road, my daughter says, I got to go again. You know, I'm thinking, wait, we just went. You haven't been drinking a lot of fluid, but at the same time, it was like I knew she really did. It was just something in me. Because sometimes you'll just go, just hold it a little longer. Just that's what mom and dad sometimes do. And I was like, no, okay, all right. There's the exit. We're pulling off. We're stopping. We're going. We head on up the road, and a massive storm had just rolled across the highway. Several jackknife trailers, a minivan that we were in, a minivan flipped, and somebody was thrown from it. And I just couldn't help but thinking, you know, the spirit said, you know what? I can't talk to your 16-year-old son. He won't listen. You're busy driving, trying to get there. I know. We'll use your daughter's bladder. And it worked.
You know what? You know that, Robert, I cannot believe how astute you are. That is exactly how they work. Because you think, well, how can spirit interact? Well, mm-hmm. obviously free will, very big. Very big in the spirit world, free will. They can't tell us what to do. Our family in heaven, you know, guides, elders, whatever the hierarchy is, the angels, they can't do that. But if you ask for assistance or, you know, make sure our family has a safe trip, they heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And they do things. They do little things like that. They work and put things together. I've had it's crazy. I had my grandmother. She was very big in life.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to own a business, a hosiery mill. And she knew everyone in Hickory, North Carolina. And she was just that kind of person. And she, it's funny, I had another medium say she's like the Walmart greeter in heaven. I'm like, that would figure. And she gives them gifts, but she gave everybody gifts. And so she introduces, when I meet people, I'll go, your grandmother bought sent you, and granddaddy sent you to college? And they'll go, yeah. And I'm like, well, my grandmother's with your grandmother. And your grandmother's name is so-and-so. She'll go, yeah. So my grandmother, like, brings me people. She talks to the people over there and tells them how, you know, oh, she's okay. She's a good one. She'll do a good job for you. She'll be real respectful. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay. So I meet the nicest people that I end up reading, because my grandmother meets their family over there. But think about it. You know your kids right now. You know who their friends are. Why in the world, if you crossed over, why in the world would you not know who they are now?
Right. Well, and I guess the question is, too, are they really working to guide us and help us? I mean, there are people that have genuine concerns about, well, how do you tell if somebody's really trying to help you versus muck up the work, so to speak? You know, the idea, too, and when we talk about the religions of the world, and of course in the United States, primarily Judeo-Christian religion, a lot of these discussions are not, well, they're openly frowned upon, for instance. And I had questions that I had for my rabbis. I talked to priests and preachers. I was always the inquisitive one. I was a bit annoying, but my experiences really guided me more than sometimes the orthodoxy. And I imagine that might have been some of your reluctance for coming out and speaking out about your experiences.
Well, you know, okay, this is just about, you know, what I know to be true for me. Right? And I'm very accepting of different religions, different things. My thoughts on that is religion is man-made. Now, you could say they're inspired or whatever, we can get into a conversation. If it helps people, if it edifies you, if it builds you up, my big thing after doing this and the work that I do now, as a, you know, professional evidential meeting and a speaker and really in helping the dying in hospice, is to let people know that there is a real, you can call it what you want. I call it heaven because people kind of get what that is. But it's big. There are different layers to it. But there is a heaven that's full of abundant love. We are eternal spiritual beings, and we need to be kind to one another. But they are still very much so aware on the other side, seeing what we're doing. And I think that if people realize that they were spiritual beings, and I say when people are accountable when it comes to religion, they're accountable in terms of when you stand in front of an all-loving presence, let's say, you just feel like crap if you did a bunch of crappy things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's not that they're judging you. It's not like that. It's just you feel like, wow, I really made the wrong turn there. Mm-hmm. And so it's about you being ethical and moral, because you know it's the right thing to be nice to people. So as far as religion goes, I was brought up Presbyterian, Protestant, mm-hmm. not very religious family. My grandmother, she, come to find out later in life, had this gift, but now I'm actually doing more research finding out that they also had near-death experiences. So I'm thinking, does that run in families? That's weird. Who knows? Right. I know.
Tamara, stand by. We got to take a break here. Having a fascinating discussion with Tamara Calder Richardson, southernbellmedium.com. You'll see the links in the show notes. We're gearing up for the IAMS conference, IAMS.org, and we'll be presenting together. I'll be sharing my NDE for the first time in public, and looking forward to that. So stick with us. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we're talking with Tamara, and this is some of the most fascinating discussions I have with folks that have died or had these so-called near-death experiences and come back, and it's transformed their lives more often than not, especially everybody I've talked to so far, Tamara, for the better. And we haven't even mentioned one of your six NDEs. Is there one that jumps out at you that we want to communicate for people to understand what happened, what it was like, how it changed you in that moment?
Yeah, there is one. There's one in particular that kind of blew me away, and I will have to have a disclaimer for people. I didn't really get there, but I really was not a very religious person.
Okay.
Whatever that means. I don't even know what that means. But I would say to this day, I'm a very spiritual person.
Well, a lot of people make that distinction now. It's not, that used to be a strange thing to hear, and now people say, well, I'm not very religious, but I'm very spiritual, right? Because they're making a distinction between the social organizations of man-created religion. And,
right.
And I'm with you. I mean, if it brings love into your life, if it helps you to lead a better, happier life, I'm supportive of that. Of course, when we look back at religions attacking and killing, and that's a whole different story. But we're stepping it out now. You're spiritual, got it,
right.
And a lot of people are there with you.
Okay. So with a disclaimer with that, wanted to mention that. And also, I've read, rabbis, really good reading rabbis with Jewish information. I'm not Jewish, but it was really accurate. Mm-hmm. I've read Mormons, really, detailed information. I had no idea about their religion, but they did, and it came out. Mm-hmm. And I've read an Egyptian lady, and her language came out from her mom and grandmother, something they mentioned in names in their language, and also their religion. And so, you know, doesn't... spirit, you know, they know how to relate to people, but then we all have our own. Or, you know, even as a child, a glimpse of whatever we knew, right?
Sure.
But then as we get older, we get to pick. So I will say as a disclaimer, there is Jesus shows up a lot in my thing.
Yeah, well, the early...
Just saying.
The early impact,
and I'm not even really religious, so
I would say... Tamara, I understand what you're saying. It's like the visual impact we had as children, you know, with whatever religious background we grew up with.
Right, right.
It often impacts on how we experience spiritual things, right? If they come in the form
Absolutely.
Of and it's comforting to us, and I get that. I think that's really cool that you kind of communicated in that way.
Yeah, and everybody's different, and so I think it's beautiful for everybody, and it's just very personal. So with that, I have had six near-death experiences, and I'm just going to quickly boom, 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 and then go into the one that's really, I think, super cool. I did have a prenatal. I don't want to get into that. I'm not ready to open that one up just out of respect on my mom right now, but that was 19. I am, oh, God, my age is the worst part of it. I'm 53. I was born in 63.
Okay.
This is the worst part of this whole thing. So it was... 66, when I was 3 years old, I had, I'll run through this one quickly, but I was playing at my cousin's house. It was one of those, it was in Hickory, North Carolina, and it was a kind of like a southern mansion looking place with a staircase in the middle. I mean, they had it was my uncle's wife's mother's home, very wealthy.
Okay.
And I'm playing, and there's a nail. I don't know what a nail's doing there. It's not like, you know, I don't know. But there was a nail underneath the dresser, and I'm jumping. So the nail flat end went in through my head.
Wow.
And, I mean, the flat end.
Wow.
And I thought, what's this water in my head? And it was blood. And then from that point, they call my mom in. My mom's like, she's fine. Shake it off.
Wow.
I'm like, I have a nail. It didn't get stuck, but it pierced the skull through
okay.
the flat end.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. And so I begin to pass out. They call the woman, the mother of the house, my aunt's mother, called my grandmother, who was a matriarch, my granddaddy, and they came over. Till then, I am passed out on the floor, and I see all this from above, and I don't really care. I have, like, I don't really care. I'm not personally, emotionally involved with that, but I see, you know, trying to understand this as a little girl is a bit difficult,
sure.
But the best that I can tell you, it was an angel. It was the angel of God. I mean, it was 9 feet tall, and it was all white, and it was really brilliant. It was not human, and it was just so bright you couldn't see it. I didn't see feathers. It wasn't like that, okay? But it was.
So you have this very distinct visual memory of this experience. It wasn't like a foggy dream. You have detail here.
Well, yeah, this is not a foggy dream. And a lot of this came out through past life regression, which I've done 300 hours of that. I didn't plan to, but it came out doing other things, like just, and this
Well, Tamara, stand by.
Came out.
We got to take a break here. Are you willing to stick around for a little longer? We've just scratched the near-death experience surface, and I want to do some more with you. So check it out, robertscottbell.com
sure.
for all the links. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, including the upcoming events. And we know later this month, the IANS Conference, International Association Near Death Studies, Orlando, Florida. And we have the links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We're also linking to Tamara Calder Richardson, our new friend. She's a Southern Bell medium, and we're going to be presenting together, in fact. And so it's kind of cool that we get together and kind of chat informally on radio
right.
to kind of get an assessment, because I've never spoken openly to a just general audience, I guess, about the NDE.
Me neither.
Apparently you haven't either. So
no.
We're going to be up there. So
I'm coming out of the NDE closet in a big way,
yeah.
and so we can be our own support group with one another. So,
be nice to us, everybody, when we're on stage.
Be really nice.
We'll have fun together. Look, the story is already fascinating. 3 years old, 1966, a nail in your head, you pass out, you leave your body, you see an angel,
and
then what happens?
Okay, so it's over my head healing it, but I'm looking at it from the ceiling. So, again, a big Southern antebellum home. I'm seeing these beings of light start popping in. But, you know, obviously I'm three. Like, I don't know that many people. You know what I mean? I'm my grandparents, you know, my mom, some cousins, some uncles, aunts. You know, they start popping in. And we're talking like the whole place is starting to fill up.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they're coming in, it's kind of like they stop coming in. And there's a disembodied voice. And I'm pretty sure that was God, whatever that means,
mm-hmm.
okay? You could say, well, it made your brain think, whatever. It was a disembodied voice that said, this is not your time. You have much to do.
Okay. We've heard
and then I was in my body.
Yeah, and then you're back, right?
I'm back. And I'm like, okay, I seem to be pretty uninterested with the whole thing, because the next step, I was getting ready to take off, because I was going further away.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm back, and then come to find out that I did have a contusion in my head, and it was a miracle. I'm a miracle baby. I just want you to know. I had lots of stuff going on with piercing through my heads and metal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, yep, I'm a medium. Shocker there.
Yeah. And the Southern Bell makes sense now that you're talking about being in a plantation when you had this thing happen. And do they all happen in plantations, or do they happen elsewhere?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, it was a big antebellum house. So, I guess because of my style, I'm kind of homespun, down to earth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just something people can remember, and it's fun and lighthearted. Because, this
sure.
stuff can be serious. And when you're talking with people, the relatives, they get all serious. And in reality, it's that love. And that love, we all have funny moments with the family that we can remember. And that's the parts I like to, to bring up. So that happened. I'm back. Now, the other one that happened that's really cool, when I was, it was Martin Luther King. And it was actually the day Martin Luther King was assassinated, 1969, April 4th. And I had a few days before that, I was very ill, and it's funny because I actually went back and recovered some final data that was in there, because I knew there were 3 days I was in a coma, and because I knew I had this radio show, and it's exactly what I thought it would be, including the exact conversation. But, it's all sitting right there. But when you're unconscious, your analytical mind can't pick it up exactly. Anyhow, I always was told I had strep throat, and they had to take me to the hospital. But this experience here is I had pneumonia, and I died, and I was dead 7.5 minutes, and I was in heaven. It was awesome. So, but what was really cool, I was between realities. I was 5, and it was 101, then 103.9. And then they took me. My mom was yelling and said, we've got to take her to the hospital. And they were young. They didn't have a lot of money. He's like, we can't afford it. And she was yelling, we're going now. So we're in the car. He was in a radio car, WKIX. And he's in the car. And we see barricades because it was martial law. They had full military. And they said, stop right there. And he said, my daughter's got 105 fever. I've got to take her to the hospital. So he said, hold on right there. He had a walkie-talkie. He talked to someone, He said I could go to the next gate. They had barricades.
Wow.
They had like different gates.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was over the curfew, because I was sicker and sicker, and I remember my mom trying to feed me like tomato soup and grilled cheese, and I couldn't eat it. And she's like, you got to eat. And so as we're driving and we get through the barricade, I go limp. And my body was so little, I just couldn't handle it. And I'm out of my body watching them drive to the hospital above the car. We get there, and my dad runs to the hospital room. They come around me because I'm already limp, and they take me into, so, you know, I might have been dead longer. And so it might have been longer than that, because I think I was already dead.
Did you get another message, Tamara, to say, hey, you keep trying to come out of here, but you're not done yet. Go back.
I did. Jiggy, get another message. Yes, Robert, I did.
Yeah.
So I went in, and I'm seeing them work in my body, and they're taking me. They said her bronchial tubes have a collapse, and I'm watching this from above, and they start pumping out my lungs with this fluid and phlegm, and it's really grossing me out.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I decide to go down the hall like a bullet. I'm going through the hall like a bullet, and it feels like water, like you can move. It's kind of going through water, but you're not. That's kind of the feeling I had. And I'm meeting all these people in the hall that are newly dead people, and one African American lady, an old woman, goes, "Little girl, can you help me?" And I'm like, "Good, you'll figure it out." You know, I didn't say that, but I didn't say anything. I just smiled and went on. But there were people all in the hospital that were just walking the halls that were dead. That's why it's funny, because I always tell my husband now, there's so many dead people here, because they don't have it figured out. They're still talking and breathing. So
right. They're a bit lost, I think. And the thing is, we call them dead, but they're very much alive. They're just
very much so alive. Yeah. Their spirit is alive. The spirit does not die. It's just a body death. That's
right.
All.
Exactly.
And so I'm out of the room. Because I don't want to see what's going on with the body. I'm in the ceiling. I'm different directions. Then I come back and check on the body, and there was a woman there that looked Catholic, and she had a nurse outfit on, and she said, "I'm Sister Mary," and she said, "You can call me Sister Mary," and she said she was talking about helping the children, and she said that she's here to help the innocent. And then there was a man there, and he said, "Benedito," and he was a rabbi, though, but he was Italian. And he had this little hat, kind of flat, pancake in the side things, and they were not alive. And I think there were spirit people that come to help people that maybe over the years, maybe, I don't know how long the hospital had been there. It used to be called Rex Hospital. I don't know. I think they changed the name, UNC Rex. And they were there. Then I started going into a different reality. But I think there were multiple realities, to be honest, that were layered on top of one another. And there were children playing in the operating room. Now, I'm not in my body. I'm on the ceiling. I'm in the corner. I'm talking to people. I'm talking to the storm. I'm like, these people are so nice.
Yeah.
the dead people, but
right,
they're not
but
dead.
I'm thinking
they're like,
point,
so nice.
Can I hang out a little longer? And then, you know, if they said you've got more to do, are you reluctant? Do you go leave me alone?
So this is the next, so then that was, you know, you get more to do. So anyway, so I don't want to go back because it hurts. Then I'm in between realities. I see kids playing, dogs in the operating room. Then I see another layer, and then I see someone lean down and grab my hand. And I look at him. I said, "You're the man I talk to all the time." And he goes, "Yes, I am." It was Jesus.
Wow.
I mean, and he was like really nice. He's very patient. He's a really nice guy. He's got a nice smile. And he had a cream robe on. He said, "Yeah, I am." And he said, you have to go back. And then at that point, I'm in heaven, and I'm looking at kids playing because it was overlapped in the room, and then I was just there. And I said, "Well, they're here." Like I'm arguing with Jesus.
Okay.
"They're here." And he's like, "Yeah, you have to go back." And then he started telling me things. He said that much is given, much is given, much you will give back. And he starts telling me to always be true to myself. And he gives me a whole list of stuff he tells me. And then he said that I argued with him for a while there, that I didn't want to go back. And he said,
sassy southerner.
Who are you with Jesus?
Right.
And people go, "Do you know what Jesus?" No, trust me. It was him. It wasn't an elder. It wasn't a so-and-so.
Well, regardless, there was love there, and it wasn't about, you know, obviously it overwhelmed. And you ended up, well, back in the body or something. But
back. He said, "I had to come back."
Yeah.
And he said he was going to, he wrapped something around my arm, and he said, "I will leave you with my grace, wisdom, and protection." And he gave me like a little gold bracelet. And he said, but it was like a sash. It wasn't anything expensive. It was off of him, and he put it around my wrist. And he said, I will cover you in this. And he said, "You can give it to me back later." So we're back at the hospital. I'm still hanging out in the hall, not wanting to be in the body. So a man showed up. His name was Dr. Edwin Tippin. That's what I remember. I got to find out this guy. And I don't know. He seemed like a doctor that used to be there, and he had little glasses, and he kept saying, "You've got to go back in your body." And he told me to actually go lay. He said, "Go in the body." He was trying to tell me how to go back in it. And I said, "But it's going to hurt. I don't want to do it." And then Jesus showed up again, and time has passed, there's more things that have happened, but he showed up again. He said, I've prepared it for you, it's okay now, it won't hurt. He told me to go to the edge and sit down there. I wouldn't listen. I did not want to go in. I was like, I'm here, but I won't go back in. I am not going back in. So, and I lay down. He said, lay down like a blanket and just lay on top. And then when you're comfortable, then he said, just kind of sink into it like a blanket. And then when Jesus told me to do it, because the other guy, no one was getting through to my head. No. And I was trying to talk to my grandparents at this point. We're in the room. They couldn't hear me. And then I woke up from the coma, but they had put me in an induced coma. So they're, you know, I am writing this all up now and exactly what he said to me. But it's funny because you would think I'm a religious person. I'm not. So this whole thing strikes me as funny. I'm thinking, well, you know, if I have, and there was a lot of people there that were assisting, lots of loved ones in spirit.
Well, you got to think, too, Jesus was around physically at a time where there was no 501c3 churches, and, you know, it wasn't the same thing that people conceive of religious organizations or institutions.
Mm-mm.
And,
right.
You know, the fact is, if people say, oh, that's sacrilege, well, this is Tamara's story. She's sharing her experience. And these are the kind of things that you know, happen to people, and others have different experiences. And I've interviewed now a number of people who have had these NDEs. And, again, everybody impacted so far that I've talked to, just bringing the love, or seeing a deeper purpose and meaning in life, and out to help others transform their lives for the better. And so if you guys and gals out there are interested or intrigued by it, and this is only 2 out of 6 she's already saying about the stories that she's had, please join us at IANS coming up again July the 28th through the 31st in Orlando, Florida. And I think we'll be presenting together on Saturday, which is very exciting.
Awesome.
And for the first time for you and me at this conference.
And
we've got just a minute to go here, but, you know, will people be able to talk to you, ask you questions? I mean, how do you see this going on?
Oh, are you kidding? Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? I love people. I love people so much. And, you know, to me, I've decided to even take my own religious and thoughts and out of the box and just be there and enjoy this life and enjoy others. And, yeah, I'll be there available the entire time if someone wants to talk to me, ask me questions, whatever.
Well, come on, Diane's. We'll be there. Thank you, Tamara. I look forward to talking to you more, obviously, and seeing you in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you joining me today. A lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much. You're awesome. Thank you so much for what you do.
Back to wrap it up with Super Don after the break. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Remember, in addition to the IANS conference coming up later this month, we've got the National Health Freedom Coalition. The Congress is happening in Minnesota. And shortly thereafter, of course, August 13th, 14th, the Constitution class with Michael Bednarik. But getting back to the theme of near-death experiences, Super Don, have you ever engaged in a like food-eating contest, eating more food than you can humanly do in a short period to win something?
Not officially, you know. I mean, I've done it at like parties, you know, stuff like that, where you know you get a bunch of kids together and try and have a pie eating contest for fun.
Yeah.
But not in a competitive nature. And I didn't really know until later on in life that people actually train for this.
This is insane. I looked
it's
at
it's a big deal.
You know, you've heard about these things been going on for the 20th century hot dog eating contest, like Nathan's. That's been famous for on Coney Island, right?
And right.
There's a guy who I'm looking at the number of that this guy ate in 10 minutes. Did he eat them with the buns? Because it looks like he's pictured with the buns, too.
Yes, they're with the buns.
I think, you know, you want a near-death experience, that's not a pleasant way to do it.
But, yeah, literally, forward, right?
Right? Yeah, that's an NDE, near-death eating experience. What do we do with that? I think we've got to have a healthier eating competition, right? If you're going to down something and a lot of it, shouldn't we do something that you'd have a hard time harming yourself with?
Yeah, although I think if you eat too much of anything, I mean, obviously that's going to hurt you, but obviously, you know, it would be interesting if we could eat something that was a little more healthy, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, if you think of a health food, what's like the big trend today? Everybody goes, I want
to... Oh, God. You know what? Everything has kale in it lately.
There you go. All right, so let's go kale eating contest. I can't imagine somebody even able to eat too much kale that they would die of kale poisoning. I don't think that's possible. I think it's just the leaves will just kind of come out your ears and you'll be fine. You'll look like ivy and you'll go on. But kale, not the best tasting thing for the American.
No.
Right?
No. Kale, listen, I mean, I know it's nutritious and you can add it to things for, you know, nutritional value, but just eating kale by itself, it's kind of yucky.
Well, there are people that are going for it. Apparently, there is a kale eating contest is gathering professional eaters in Buffalo. I just wonder if, like, the hot dog eating champion, if he tried to do this, he would eat a piece of kale and he would explode because it's so healthy compared to the hot dogs.
Well, but then again, I want you to understand that with this competition they're putting together, they are actually recruiting some other competitive food eaters. For example, one of the guys is going to be the world buffet eating champion. He goes by the name of Crazy Legs Conte.
Okay.
And the other guy is the world watermelon eating champion. He goes by the name of Buffalo Jim Reeves.
Yeah, how many buffaloes eat watermelon? I'm not aware of that. But and this is going to happen in Buffalo, New York. So it's intriguing.
Yeah.
I will give them that. A kale eating contest. When is it going to be held? Is that coming up or did it already happen?
Let's see here. This was originally dated as July 5th. It's on July 9th.
Yeah, well, it looks like...
So it's 2 days from now.
Oh, all right. Well, it looks like it's tomorrow, actually, because what are we today, the 8th?
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. I'm living in
no
the
worries.
Past.
No
it's
worries.
Tomorrow.
So we have this... Well, maybe we'll have to report on it next week, how the kale eating contest ended up. That'd be a good story.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Kale. I just...
I want some kale-flavored toothpaste. Don't you? No?
Kale-flavored toothpaste?
And have it leave green specks all over your teeth? Wouldn't that
be attractive? Oh, yeah, you're slumming your teeth, yeah.
No? You don't like that idea? All right. Well, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't.
Well,
kale for me.
No kale for you. What if we did a kale, juice the kale? If we juice the kale,
that would
be okay?
Different, you know, and you can add. You can add the, you know, the different juices together and stuff. I love smoothies.
Yep.
I mean, they're great.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am not a big, just a piece of, here's a piece of kale, you know. It's right. But then again, I'm a big fan of the wheatgrass juice, so I'm, you know, it's an acquired taste.
It
I
is,
guess.
Right? That's interesting that you like the wheatgrass. By the way, there are people that put wheatgrass in the other end. I didn't know if you were aware of that, too.
What?
Yeah, they do.
You know what? We made it. We almost got through an entire show going into the weekend here without anything about that, and you just had to throw that in there.
I couldn't help it. You brought up the wheatgrass, and there are things like that. So I thought if it
did you
be,
really?
Yeah, wheatgrass enemas, they retain.
Why?
Well, there are certain phytochemicals that are absorbed that way that are beneficial.
But I thought the enema thing was all about the caffeine.
Well, yes, but there are other things, and I'm not saying I've done that. I mean, it's like you might as well stick Kermit up your butt. No, it's a green thing.
Jeez,
no, stop it. All right, no, I think that with that we got to go to the weekend. It's just gone. We've gone too far. Anyway, thanks to Tamara Calder Richardson, great NDE experience. Looking forward to seeing her and presenting with her at the IANS conference later in the month. Also, of course, thank you to the Doc at Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. We'll look forward to seeing you on Sunday. And back in a little bit. Until then, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.